It's a BetMGM Monday on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. Don't forget to download the BetMGM mobile app today and visit the website at BetMGM.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. It is hour number three here on the 29th day of March 2021. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio, Anthony Bellino coming from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Our Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, or our iHeartRadio app pages, or our iHeart. Wow, that's tough. And of course, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Find us all individually on Twitter. Dan is at Dan in the Studio. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I am at AC Bellino. We were just checking in on our tournament challenge. And Coach Nate Luce right now is in the lead in the top 99.8% of all ESPN brackets. But don't look too far. You can go from number one to in a tie for second place right now. Is Dan in the studio?
Danny Cahalan, are you serious?
Oh. And I just looked.
Super scintillating, sensational.
Thank you. I just looked. I am 58,912 in the world. 58,912 in the ESPN brackets.
He's in the top 60,000 in the world.
I think that's pretty good.
I think it's really good.
I feel like this probably happens every year, and then, you know, I'll lose every game the rest of the way, and I'll probably come in 2 millionth.
Poor Dougie Fresh down at the bottom here. God bless him. I know he's probably listening right now, so I got to give him some love. But he is in the 10th percentile. 10.3%.
Doug must have just like gone all Big Ten teams and then had the Zags winning.
I don't know. He's a big time. He is a big time Xavier Hoops fan. So I don't know how that worked out for Doug. I could go check his bracket, but I'm not going to dig that deep. I'm happy to be sitting there in fourth place behind you and BR Zeppa.
So here we are with Dougie Fresh's Elite Eight.
Oh boy,
Gonzaga.
Yep.
Check. Iowa. Colorado instead of Michigan. Texas. Baylor.
Okay.
Texas Tech. Illinois.
Oh.
West Virginia.
Yeah, you know, that'll do it.
Yeah, that's not good at all. And what's not good is Illinois. Illinois is not good, let's be honest. I had Illinois and Oklahoma State. I took Oklahoma State over Illinois because I thought Cade Cunningham, top prospect, he would carry that team, you know, maybe potentially all the way. Because there was no way. I had him going to the Final Four. I was not going to put Illinois in the Final Four, and I wasn't going to get him into the Elite Eight. Sweet 16 was as far as they were going to go for me, purely based on, one, I did believe in Illinois coming out of the Big Ten tournament, and two, I didn't want to see him advance because I was tired of their fans. So now with Michigan advancing to the Elite Eight, Illinois can now hang a banner for that. Like, how bad does their fan base look right now? Like, they got
bad as always.
I mean, but maybe worse. After all the talk about once in a generational team, you know, we should be this, we should be that, we should have been the Big Ten champs. Why didn't you play? Now look at them.
It takes a lot to unite Michigan and Michigan State fans on one subject, especially college basketball. And Illinois did it. They did it.
They did it so well. Like
we now have a common team we can hate on. Like there's Ohio
outside of Ohio State, because even Ohio State fans were like, "Yeah, Illinois, will you chill out." And I'm like, "Wow, are the Buckeyes getting in on this too?"
Because I feel like Michigan State, Ohio State's more of a respectful type of thing, respectful rivalry between them.
Because you guys aren't delusional.
I mean, we're both delusional in just our own different ways. But I think it's just more respect because there's been a back and forth over the few years. It hasn't been one-sided.
And Ohio State knows that you guys have the basketball crown and they have the football crown. And everybody, you know, we're all good with that.
That, and even during their football run, Michigan State came in and beat them a few times.
This is true.
So I think that added a little respect that it's like, okay, it's like, you beat us, we'll back off a little because our true rival is the school you hate just as much as us too. So I think there's the mutual connection.
And we're just fighting a two-front war. That's what it is. I mean, right. we got the Marines in the Pacific, and we got the Army in the European theater. Right. Like, we have half going south to Columbus, half going
north. But now there's like
Michigan
this wall
State.
Coming from the east, moving west. It's like, yeah. We're taking out Illinois.
It's almost like we've interlocked arms to make this 94-yard march to Illinois.
Like Stan Van Gundy came in and just said, build an effing wall.
No, that was great. That's still a great quote from Stan Van while he in his tenure here. In Detroit, but Dan, is your entire Elite Eight correct right now?
No, it's not. Ryan made sure it was not. I don't know. I think
he has three of four Final Four teams still intact. He had Texas.
That's what I need. That's I think he's the Final Four teams help.
Yeah, but I think everyone's bracket where it went to hell to start was the South region, Illinois' bracket. You have Illinois going out. You have Oklahoma State going out. Like, those were the two popular picks. And Dan's sitting there with Houston looking pretty.
Yeah, Houston does look good there in the Midwest. And you mentioned the South with Baylor. Baylor and Arkansas, you know, Arkansas of all people. Like, the Razorbacks. Okay. All right. But, I mean, for me, I had Ohio State there. I didn't have Oral Roberts. You know?
No one had Oral Roberts.
I know, but I should have picked them. I knew it. Like, I love going back at stuff like this. I'm just happy there's been some success. I'm actually really intrigued on our best bets from last Friday.
Yeah, those did not go well for me. I've lost every single parlay during March Madness. So
that's okay.
But that's kind of what I expected going into the free money betting is to blow it all during this tournament, which I've done successfully.
Are you going to make any wagers this evening?
I have wagers on for the next 2 days. Going all overs, baby.
All right, good.
Wow. You're going for points.
I don't know. Points have been tough to come by. Some of these games, like early in the first half, you know, 76-58, that's not a lot of points. That's under.
It's the playing different conferences.
Different contrasting styles.
Yeah, when you play 25 conference games, guess what? You're going to play that kind of basketball, and then when a different team shows up and you have to play their style, it doesn't work out.
I think I've just been too trusting in the top seeds to score.
Yeah, and there really hasn't been a whole lot of offense, you know.
But as for best bets, Anthony, you went 5-3 over the weekend. Dan went a solid 4-4, and I went a respectable 2-6.
I respect that.
Respectable.
You didn't go over.
No.
And that's what matters. Anything that's
Baylor and Gonzaga, the two teams I can trust.
Hey, one win makes it respectable. All right. By the way, the NFL in at some point this week is probably going to confirm and make it official, but they're looking at a 17-game regular season schedule. We talked a little bit about that in hour number one. Players not too happy about that. Trevor Lawrence is not going to attend the draft in Cleveland. He's going to stay at Clemson and watch it with family and friends. San Francisco 49ers acquired the number 3 pick in the 2021 NFL draft from Miami, who then traded number 12 to the Philadelphia Eagles. So mass chaos, Laremy Tunsil. He contributed like 7 picks for the Dolphins. Sammy Watkins agreed to a 1-year deal with the Baltimore Ravens. The Minnesota Vikings shored up their secondary. They got safety Xavier Woods to reach a 1-year deal. And how about Frank Vogel? The LA Lakers got a lot better with the addition of Andre Drummond. That's right. He reached his buyout with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He has signed with the LA Lakers. We're going to talk a little NBA and a little Detroit Pistons. Is Blake Griffin now public enemy number one? We'll get into that next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
BetMGM makes March matchups even more exciting with a special offer for new customers. Sign up today for a chance to win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on any college tournament game and a 3-point shot is made in any game that day, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer.
Experience the college hoopla like never before with a king of sportsbooks, innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets if any college team hits a three-point shot. That's as easy as it gets, folks. BetMGM is the place to bet with confidence on your favorite sports all year long. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older to wager. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Mondays on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you by BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and remember to download the BetMGM mobile app today.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. From Traverse City down to Toledo, Grand Rapids, across to Detroit, we appreciate you no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. Appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Happy Monday to all of you. We got more hoops tonight. Right, the Elite Eight, right after the Sweet 16. Boom, boom. 4 days. Tons of games. And we'll have a Final Four by the time we get to about Tuesday at midnight, which I'm not necessarily overly excited about, but we'll get to that here momentarily. I saw something. You really want to put things into context? How about this? You remember the lineup the Detroit Pistons once featured with Reggie Jackson, Luke Kennard, Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond, and who am I missing here? I'm missing one other guy.
Kennard.
Yep.
Reggie Jackson.
Yep. Bruce Brown.
There you go.
That's who I'm missing, Bruce Brown. So if you remember,
Harris at one point.
Yeah, yeah. But for this example right here, this one idea that an entire starting five from the Detroit Pistons, right? Reggie Jackson, Luke Kennard, Bruce Brown, Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond. You've got Reggie and Luke with the Clippers. You've got Bruce and Blake with Brooklyn. And now you have Andre Drummond with the Lakers as he agreed to a buyout with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And so you have five former starters for the Detroit Pistons, either playing in Brooklyn or LA on championship contending teams. How crazy is that to think about? Right? None of those guys, by the way, none of them are the key focal point in anything that those teams are trying to do or accomplish. They're ancillary pieces. But still, I think that's pretty wild to think about that. I was also thinking about player movement. We'll get more into that with the Blake Griffin buyout, with the Andre Drummond buyout. You know, when you think about it, Brooklyn and getting LaMarcus Aldridge as well on his buyout. It's a little disheartening. It is. It makes the league a little bit less interesting because you have all, you know, these former superstars, some of these washed up guys that don't really have a whole lot left. Like LaMarcus Aldridge and Blake Griffin are not going to put the Brooklyn Nets over the top. Like those aren't the guys that are going to win the title for Brooklyn. It's Kevin Durant, as frail and brittle as he might be at times. Kyrie Irving, as inexplicable as he can be sometimes. And it's James Harden, who is literally playing like the best basketball he's ever played. So congrats to James Harden. I was really hoping that it wouldn't work out and it'd just be a disaster. But it seems like Kyrie and Kevin sitting there on the bench enjoy watching James Harden play. We'll see what happens when all three of them get back there on the floor. At some point, it's bound to happen. But Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge going to Brooklyn and Andre Drummond going to the LA Lakers, like it does, I think, put a damper a little bit on what some of these teams are trying to do versus, like, let's say what the Milwaukee Bucks have done, right? This is why I give Damian Lillard a lot of credit for staying in Portland. And every time somebody tries to talk him out of being in Portland, he's like, no, I'm staying in Portland. Like, that's what I'm doing. I'm staying here. That's what I want to do. This is where I belong. I love that about Damian Lillard. I think that's fantastic. I think that the way that the Pistons have gone about it, albeit losers of four straight and eight of their last 10, they're going about it the right way. They played two games over the weekend. They played Friday at home against the Brooklyn Nets and Saturday on the road in Washington. In that game against the Brooklyn Nets, a 113-111 loss. Isaiah Stewart and Blake Griffin. Stewie caught an elbow from Blake and ran by Blake Griffin and threw his arms up near Blake Griffin's head. And Blake Griffin's face or head or shoulders, whatever, ran into Isaiah Stewart's arm. That's the way that I saw it, okay?
He barely touched him.
It was the softest call. They ejected Beef Stew.
Softest flagrant two I've ever seen.
It should have been nothing. Absolutely nothing.
But like Grant Long said on Saturday, I worked the game Saturday night. Grant Long said, if you're Isaiah Stewart, though, we all saw the Blake elbow. Isaiah Stewart, though, has to wait. He should have, you know, next time down the floor or even the time after that, then you throw a little forearm in his kidney, like, type of deal in his back to get him back. You don't do it right away because you're going to get caught.
He's young. It's a little inexperienced there. What I do love about it is Blake's running down the floor a little bit later on in the game, and Hamadou Diallo, one of the newest acquisitions for the Detroit Pistons, decided, I'm just going to body check this guy at midcourt. He's going to be, Blake's running a straight line. Hamadou comes over and says, you know what? Here's a shoulder for you. What are you looking at? He's brand new. I love this team. This is Bad Boys 3. It's happening. It's here. This is the way I want a team built. Right here. Go out, free agency. Acquire the pieces that you want to acquire. Like a guy like Jeremy Grant, who wants a bigger role in the offense, who wants to be kind of a focal point, who wants to showcase. Great. Good. We need you. Perfect. And then go out and draft guys like Sadiq Bey, like Isaiah Stewart, like Saben Lee. Go out and acquire Josh Jackson and Hamadou Diallo. Right? Go out and get some of these guys. You know, Tyler Cook signs a 10-day deal and is getting more minutes than Sekou. Just saying. Just throwing it out there. Like, go get Mason Plumlee, somebody with something to prove, who's been playing some fantastic basketball. I like the makeup of this team. They lose to Brooklyn 113-111. Like, how many losses are the Detroit Pistons going to have this year by 5 or less points? They're close. And they're not supposed to win right now, which is beautiful. That's the beautiful part about all of this. Right? The young guys got to know that they're close. They got to be reassured by some of the vets that, hey, we're close. If Killian Hayes is 75% of what the front office believed that he would be, we're cooking with Crisco. And did you watch Evan Mobley?
Stop, Anthony, stop getting us excited.
Did you watch Evan Mobley? Please, whoever gets the first pick, because you know we're going to get boned in the draft. Sorry about the way I had to say that just now. You know the ping pong balls are going to bounce every direction except for the one that we need. At, like, Price is Right, right? Plinko chip coming down, blink, 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 blink. And we're getting $0 while a team like Cleveland or the Knicks, actually the Knicks get screwed a lot too, the Hornets, whoever, somebody else is going to get that pick. Did you see Evan Mobley? He and Beef Stew in a 4-5 combination. They will assassinate front courts in the NBA. He is so tall, so athletic, He can do it all. If he just puts on 40 or 50 pounds, he gets on Zion's diet, we're in business. Do you watch that kid play?
We don't need him. We don't need him to be big, though.
I don't need him to be big. He needs to be big for himself because the NBA is a little different as long as he can take out Blake Griffin.
We need him. We need him like in between Kevin Durant and Anthony Davis. That's the size he needs to be.
Without any of the fragility that those two individuals have.
Yes.
Like AD's brittle, KD's brittle. Both those guys, you never know what you're going to get out of them from total games. But did you see Evan Mobley? I mean, how would you not get excited over that? How could you not?
Yes, we are. It's the lottery. Just think it's the lottery.
Now's a good time to win it.
Yeah, it is. It's a very good time to win it.
Now's a good time to win it. Pistons will be back in action against Toronto. You heard Johnny Cain's on the court report for us. They'll be back in action tonight. Toronto at home, 8 o'clock tip off, followed up by Wednesday against Portland at 7. Going to be a multi-screen type of night because they play Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday this week. Four games this week, all four at home. Like I said, the first one against Toronto. They'll finish things up against Washington and New York at the end of the week. We'll step aside when we return. The Michigan Wolverines advancing into the Elite Eight. It's beautiful. We'll get into that game. A full recap of their dominant victory over Florida State next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend John Cornack. Now, he heads up the Eisenhower Center, America's leader when it comes to traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Now, they've partnered with Selfridge Air Force Base on the east side of the state in Harrison Township, just north of the Detroit metro area. And they do have a Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, and they're looking to expand it. So they're going to need philanthropists listening right now across the state who can step up and help our veterans get back to living the lives they deserve to lead. So what you can do, if you have the means to step up and help the Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, which is part of the Eisenhower Center program, just go to eisenhowercenter.com. And then you'll find a way to get a message to John Cornack, who heads up the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
BetMGM Monday on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. Don't forget to download the BetMGM mobile app today and visit the website at BetMGM.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hanlon, Brian Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter, guest line 313-396-5527. 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. And, of course, on BCSN as well. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and the iHeartRadio app. Pages Plus, listen online all the time. MichiganSportsNetwork.com. MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the studio. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Got a text coming in here, 832 to 854. Anthony politely won't be able to sit down talking Michigan hoops. Happy for you, Anthony, getting to see your team play well. Oh, that was really nice. I'm sitting right now as we speak, because if I stand, then I'll be out of the shot, and you know that's not good for the television. Dan, what was that song you just played? What was the name of that, by the way?
Frankenstein.
No, not that one. What was the other one?
What song?
What was that one? That song you were just.
It's the Edgar Winter Band, isn't it? Frankenstein.
Is that what it was?
Oh, it was not whatever.
It wasn't this.
No.
Under the direction of Professor Jamie L.
Let's hear from Carl, shall we?
Fanfare.
I love it. It's beautiful, isn't it? Oh, are you serious, Dan? You hook, line, and sinker on that one. Sorry, man.
I felt like it was going somewhere.
Did you feel like that one crazy worm guy from Star Wars? It's a trap.
I thought it was going to be the CBS NCAA tourney song.
Oh.
Your other favorite song.
I mean, it is March, isn't it? It is March. And yesterday's game, simply gorgeous. Got a little hairy there at times. A little scary for Florida State. They cut that lead within five. They did. They cut it within five. Then all of a sudden, in like a blink of an eye, 90 seconds later, it was a 17-point lead. Juwan Howard, the GOAT, the GOAT. If Juwan Howard walked into your living room right now, tell me you wouldn't sign the dotted line. Just tell me.
Go with Mike Woodson.
Yeah, Mike Woodson at any. Not so fast, my friends.
Shaka Smart.
I don't think so. Shaka Smart going to Marquette. None of them matter because they'd all get blown out by Juwan. The Fab Five is back. Jalen Rose was at the game. C-Web was tweeting about it. Oh, you know how long I've waited for this. They did it.
It's been three years, Anthony. Relax.
They were too tall. They were too fast. They were too athletic. Mike Smith was too short. No Isaiah Livers. Eli Brooks has a bum ankle. Hunter Dickinson's just a freshman. English is Franz's second language. Oh, I love it. It's beautiful. Dan says I've been waiting 3 years. I haven't. I've been waiting a lot longer, my friend. A lot longer. It's been... Okay, so...
For what?
Technically, yeah, it has. I just wanted...
What have you been waiting so long for?
Do you have any idea how long this football season was? It was the longest, shortest season in the history of college football.
So they've been waiting a long time. It's their fourth Elite Eight in 8 years. Or in eight tournaments.
Fourth Elite Eight in eight tournaments. That's the most Elite Eights out of any program in the country. In that time span, since 2013. Four Elite Eights. The most out of any program in the country. Basketball school. Totally fine with it. Completely fine with it. Juwan Howard is saving us. That's what he's doing. Juwan Howard is officially the savior of Michigan sports. Because if John Beilein would have left and another hire would have happened and this success wouldn't have been there, can you imagine if we'd have went the Indiana route? Like Tom Crean, and I mean by that, Tom Crean
what,
had some success.
Hire a former player? Oh.
No. Tom Crean had some success. And then they just went, fell off a cliff. Right? Now they're back into the coaching search. I don't even want to think about it. I don't need to think about it because it didn't happen, right? That's a preposterous what if. Nope. I got to play the fight song today after a huge win against Florida State, advancing past the Sweet 16, now into the Elite Eight, and Michigan showing those signs that they showed early on prior to Illinois that this team is ready to compete with anybody. And that final score, 76-58, they mentally broke Florida State in that second half. Even when Florida State had gotten that game, this is a sign of coaching. This is a sign of maturity. This is a sign of understanding what's at stake. A little bit of experience there as well. because in the second half, Michigan had built up a 34-21 lead after a Brandon Jones Jr. layup from Eli Brooks 20 seconds into the half. And you're feeling pretty good. It's like, okay, 13 points, like that feels good. It looks good. Florida State started to chip away a little bit, right? Florida State decided they'd get a little closer, just a little bit. And then all of a sudden, poof, game was broken wide open again. Florida State was running that full court press. Anthony Polite made a three, a couple of them. CBS had just put up the graphic that, hey, this team can't shoot from three, right? Florida State had gone 0-18 from three in that building that they were in last night. And it was the reverse jinx. Rafferty's like, oh, what a kiss. And Grandel's like, oh, it's a reverse curse. And Jim Nance is like, I remember Red Hour back. You know what I mean? And next thing you know, it's like back-to-back triples. Malik Osborne made one. Anthony Polite made one. And it was 41-36. And Mike Smith came right down with a three-point play. And it went from 5-8 and never looked back. All of a sudden, Florida State wanted to settle for jumper after jumper after jumper. And if you're watching this game right now, or watching this game, if you're watching our broadcast right now on Comcast Channel 900 or on BCSN, look at that stat Ryan just threw up there. Points in the paint. Michigan 50, Florida State 28.
Almost as many points as Florida State had the entire game.
That's incredible. And the thing about it was, is they went inside to Hunter Dickinson, and he would score, or he would make the right pass. They went inside to Austin Davis. The high-low set that they ran, I think it was out of a horn set in which Brandon Johns ended up catching it near the free throw line, and then Austin Davis with a textbook seal from the backside block, and Brandon threw it right into him immediately, and it was a catch, you know, drop, step, dunk, like beautiful. Austin Davis catching on the block, Sean D with a backdoor dive, little bounce pass with a kiss, Sean D. It was clinical. And Florida State saw early success, which I didn't understand this at all. Early success getting the ball in the second half, just going right to the bucket. But all of a sudden, they want to settle for three. Settle for three, settle for three, settle for three. I'm talking one pass shots, early shot clock chucks. It was awful. It was awful. Florida State severely underachieved in that game. And Michigan's defense was great. They held fast. They didn't panic. The lead bounced around a little bit, and that was totally fine. And you think about, you know, Franz going for 13-10, Hunter Dickinson going for 14-8. You felt good about those. But Brandon Johns Jr., who gets into a starting role because Isaiah Livers gets injured, finishes with 14-6, along with two assists and two steals.
And he probably had the weirdest first 4 minutes of that basketball game.
I mean, people were talking about, why Brandon Johns is like a roller coaster. Like, why the Brandon Johns experience.
Well,
he had a
great basket, then a missed dunk, then another great basket, then like a drop pass turnover. It's like, are you okay?
They said that, like, one of the tweets I read was the Brandon Johns Jr. experience is much like Jameis Winston. And I thought to myself, you know what? You're wrong. You're incorrect. It's funny, and I'm going to laugh, but you're wrong. Because Brandon Johns Jr. doesn't
need
to be.
Don't you want him to be like Jameis Winston, though? Because didn't he win a championship?
He did. He also turned the ball over a lot. And the minute he left, Tom Brady went in there and won a Super Bowl. Don't let anybody tell you any different.
He won one at Florida State?
No, at Tampa Bay. But regardless, either way. The idea that Brandon Johns Jr. brings something completely different to this offense than Isaiah Livers does. And we talked a little bit about this last week. We talked about it with assistant coach Howard Eisley on Friday. It does change things when you looked at how Brandon was playing the first couple games. You know, the paint was clogged. Franz didn't have any ability, you know, to slash. And it just, everything was kind of bogged down and kind of, you know, just didn't work, right? And then Juwan Howard and company go back to the film room. They get very creative with finding Brandon Johns some spots to catch the basketball where he can really have an impact. Like, what are your strengths? How do we identify your strengths? Because Isaiah Livers isn't there. He's on the sidelines in a boot. He's not coming out there. So forget about it. Like, he's gonna cheer. He's going to be a great teammate, but he can't help you out there on the floor. So identifying what players do we have available, What are their strengths and how do we put them in a position to be successful? What can we draw up that gets Austin Davis very favorable touches? What can we draw up that gets Brandon Johns very favorable touches? And can we touch on something that will never appear anywhere? The hustle that it takes to get from the block all the way up to the half court circle to set a screen. Like those guys, Hunter Dickinson, Austin Davis, Brandon Johns, just kicking it into fourth gear, flying up there to set a screen, spacing out the floor. Like it's beautiful because that's a play that, you know, Austin Davis, that's, you have to try hard. You have to care. You can't walk up there like Andre Drummond and set some, you know, half effort screen and expect anything to have success. Right? Bust your tail from the block, get up there, set a screen, man on man, guard, wait for your screen. You're going shoulder to shoulder off of it, no space in between, make it difficult for the defenders. That pick and roll that Franz and Hunter ran, oh my God, pocket pass, perfection. You could literally clip that and send that to every fifth grade team in the country and say, we're going to do a drill. We're literally just going to work on this. And our guards are going to work on identifying, we're going to do it with no defenders out there, and we're going to work on making that pass over and over and over and over again. And you're going to pass with your right hand over and over. And then we're going to go to the other side of the floor. We're going to pass with our left hand over and over again. And then we're going to put a defender there, right? We're going to put a defender on you that's going to go over top the screen and chase you down so that pass isn't that easy. And then we're going to put a defender not only on you but on the post player setting the screen. And we're going to get used to you two identifying when the pick and roll is open, right? When to slip a screen. Beautiful. Just everything about it. And it is very enjoyable to watch a team make 29 shots from the floor and have 19 assists on those 29 shots. A team that doesn't care who gets what. We got to get this together. It doesn't matter what my numbers are or how many shots I get, how many points I've scored, right? Am I getting the ball enough? I can make a play. Sean D. Brown, coming in off the bench, 5 of 6, just doing all the dirty work, right? All the little things that make great basketball players. Whether you're going to be a professional or not, sometimes you got to just take the NBA out of the discussion. Are you a great basketball player? If you're at the high school level, take college out of the question. Are you a great high school basketball player? It doesn't matter if you go to Duke on a full ride. Can you contribute to your team through your effort, your attitude, and your energy? Right? Can you get out there and give your team quality minutes? Whether you play 10 minutes or you play 40 minutes, can you give them everything you got? Can you buy into that concept that team success will result in individual success? Not that individual success results into team success. We got to win. Right, the Michigan Wolverines have to win, not Brandon Johns Jr. or Hunter Dickinson. That's what's most important. In Florida State, for some reason, that game yesterday, believed that if they shot from the three-point line, they were going to get like a 12-point basket. That's a coaching gaffe right there. That's an error on the coaching staff.
Right, Leonard Hamilton, if you shoot the threes and not guard the paint, we will win this game.
Like, unbelievable. Like this, really, it is. At what point are you not going to call your guys over and say, hey, we just made, two or three consecutive trips to the basket in which points were resulted, right? And what I hated about, stop clapping in people's face. Stop it. You lost 76 to 58. Every time you want to get a stop, you did all this. They get a bucket. The ball's bouncing on the baseline. The Florida State guy's clapping at Eli, who's inbounding the ball. Like, how about you use your hands to maybe get in the way of a passing lane? Because that press was butter. It's terrible. Like, cool pressure, everybody. Keep clapping. If you want to do that, there's like 12 seats on the bench you can clap all game long for. But every time somebody claps, right? Oh, it bothers me. Only when it happens in my team. If my team wants to do it, fine. But you better back it up. Like, don't slap the floor and get scored on. You look like a bunch of idiots.
That's what happens when anyone slaps the floor. They immediately get scored on.
Yeah, it's like, hey, can we just come down here and get a stop? Can we just come down here and look at your teammates? Fist pump, let's go. Lock in. Lock it up.
Now,
but no, you got to clap at everybody right in their face. Like, it's, thanks. Guy's clapping at Mike Smith, reaching out, trying to touch him. Mike Smith's knocking his hand away. It's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Clapping at this guy and not defending. Like, cool. Good clap.
And now UCLA has something to do unique on tomorrow night versus Michigan. They could be the second straight team to both knock out Michigan and Michigan State in the second in consecutive tournaments. Texas Tech did it in 2019.
The Red Raiders.
UCLA has the opportunity tomorrow night against Michigan.
Why would you even say that?
I saw it on Twitter last night. I was just like, wow, that's
an
odd.
Interesting fact.
It's just odd. It's like, because you don't get that opportunity to do that. So
no, and UCLA, plenty more to come on that game tomorrow in our game preview. But I mean, it's
they have dudes that just get buckets.
I'm
at every level.
Overtime. I was ready for that thing to go five overtimes. Once it went in the first one, I was like, come on, Alabama, tie this up. Alabama folded. Right? Once Florida State made those couple baskets, how do you respond? Right? Once UCLA makes a couple baskets, like, how do you respond to a team that feels like they're gaining momentum? By the way, there were some calls in that game. Like, Hunter Dickinson cannot get trapped fouling in the screen game. You can't have it. You got to set yourself. Some of the calls on Florida State, though, I'm not going to lie. Like, they were whistled for 22 fouls. Now, they can't shoot the ball worth a lick, 5 of 20 from 3, but the refs didn't do them any favors either. Like, let them play. It's the NCAA tournament. So what if the guy's trying to get around Hunter Dickinson, who's setting a screen, and, like, is trying to move him out of the way? Like, big deal.
I would have called a flop on both Dickinson and the other guy when they both got their arms tangled together, both trying to draw a foul on each other. I would have called flopping warnings on both of them.
Would you have colluded with your other official to give the double flop arm rollout at the same time?
I want
3-2-1 flop.
Yeah. I would have gone to him like, I just want to get a penalty on them early.
Well, you know what happens when you do that, right? Get them on a hot mic while they're doing it. But guys, let them play. Let them play. If it's not egregious, let it go. Like, if Florida State fans were mad about that, I don't blame you. You know what else I don't blame you for? Actually, I do blame you. Get a rebound. If everybody's over 6'5", how are you giving up so many offensive rebounds? It's offensive rebounding in general is a willpower thing. You got to have the will and the mindset to do it. Great win for Michigan, 76-58. For Dan and Ryan, I'm Anthony saying so long. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio here on the Michigan Sports Network.